bullets in from our hearts. Hallelujah, you are Alpha, Lord. You are Alpha, oh, and Omega. We worship you. Oh, let's worship in you. Oh, you are only worthy to be. Oh, you are Alpha. You are Alpha. Worship him, hallelujah, oh, we give you all the glory, we give you all, oh Lord, we give you all, we give you all the glory, the glory we oh, and Omega. Oh, we worship you. Oh, you are worthy, my Lord. You are Alpha. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. Oh, hallelujah. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. We give you glory. We give you all the. We give you all. We worship you. Oh, you are. Only you are. We give you all. We give you all.
Say, Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We bless you. Oh, because you are worthy to be worshipped. You are worthy to be given praise. You are worthy to be given honor. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. We bless you, Lord. We give you that glory because there is none, oh Lord. There is no other name that has been given to us than the name Jesus Christ. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the moving of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your presence is here tonight. We thank you because, Lord, you promise it that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in their midst, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we give you the glory. We really give you the glory, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be given honor. You are worthy, Lord, to be worshipped. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Oh, thank you for yet another moment like this. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, your God. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ah, blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit tonight. And we thank you that, Lord Jesus, we have a privilege again, Lord, to be gathered together in your house, Lord. Father, all that we ask in that, Lord Jesus, your presence and the Holy Spirit will overshadow us, oh God, sweep over us, Lord. And Lord, even give us the utterances that, Lord, the groaning from our spirits, Lord. Oh, that, Lord, we will utter the very word that, oh Lord Jesus, you have ordained for us for the day. We thank you, we bless you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren. And you know what, my brothers, keep standing there. Just wait a moment. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. You know, tonight I have a topic here. And the topic is the upper room. Amen. Amen. And so when I was in there, and then the song that the praises and the worship that were coming, I said, oh, praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what Amen. A connection.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, whilst I'm back there in my village in Edgeworth Town, and my precious brother also over here, Amen. But to worship, went to the presence of the Lord. What songs tonight am I Amen. Going to give? And then the very thing that were over there, everything meeting together.
Amen.
And so even when Brother Vegas came, I said, look, tonight the Holy Spirit is here.
Amen.
Jesus himself is here.
Amen.
And so my brother, that song you said, when the fire came down, let's Amen. Sing it again.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
My sins will
glory, hallelujah, when the fire came down, the fire came down,
when the fire
came down,
singing glory, hallelujah, when the fire,
oh,
hallelujah, amen.
Here tonight,
fire for to descend tonight.
Singing glory, way,
one more time,
my Lord.
Draw the fire for yourself tonight. Let us pray once more. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God. Oh, what happened in the upper room? Oh, tonight, Lord, we've gathered here also, Lord. We have shut ourselves away from the world. We've shut ourselves from away from self, Lord. And Father, we find ourselves tonight in your presence, Lord. Oh, with all expectation. Oh, what happened in the upper room? Lord, tonight we are waiting for it, oh God. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Hey, my brother, put on the garment of praise. Now let us put on our garments now. Oh, let's put on our garments. Let's put on our garments now. Oh, yes, sir.
If you put on the garments of praise,
hallelujah, in the spirit of heaviness,
hallelujah. If you put on the garments
of praise, if you
put on the garments of praise,
oh, if you put on.
Sickness go to fade away tonight.
Hallelujah. If you put on the garment, hallelujah. And the spirit of heaviness shall be.
If you put on the garment of praise,
my sister, if you
put on the garment of praise,
praise God.
Put on the garment of praise.
Hallelujah.
Clap our hands. Oh Lord, we thank you. We bless you tonight. We give you the glory. Thank you for the joy of our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. Praise God. Let's take our Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. And let's turn to John 6:27. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Oh, see, the Lord has magnified your voices till it looks as if we are thousands of people here. And when somebody comes in and counts just a few, we say, hey, amen. Just like it was in the upper room. Hallelujah. Let's hear the word of God. He said, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat that endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God and Father sealed. Verse 35, he said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. How many believe this?
Hallelujah.
Let's bow our heads again. Heavenly Father, we've read your word. Lord, you are telling us that we should labor for the meat that endureth unto everlasting life. Lord, that's why we're here. We know that, Lord, you are the bread of life. And that, Lord Jesus, the bread that you give, oh God, oh, when anyone taketh it, he will never hunger anymore. Father, tonight we are here, oh Lord. We are here because, Father, you made us to come here.
Amen.
So, Lord, the purpose for tonight, Lord, we surrender everything, Lord, unto you. And, Lord, we thank you for the praises and the worship, the joy of our hearts. Lord, we can even probably have sung all the way through the night. And Lord, we know that, oh God, is because the joy of our hearts is so full, Lord. Father, we thank you, we bless you. Bless your word, oh God, and make it alive unto us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Tonight, we have a list here. I don't know what happened, but I... during my prayers, it just dawned on me. And I started putting down some names here so that we pray tonight.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Because in our house here, we are one unit. And if anyone is in pain, everyone got to feel the pain.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If anyone is in need, we are all in need. And when everyone is joyful, is the whole house that's joyful. So we know of our precious little brother, Denzel. Tonight, we were going to pray for him. And then our precious sister, Gloria. Her time is very close. We commit her also to the hands of the Lord. Then my wife called Sister Dube. And she happened to know that the children were not feeling well. So we will pray for Sister Dube, his children. And then there is Brother George who went for an interview. We will commit into the hands of the Lord, that the Lord himself will take control. And then we have a brother who was in Pakistan, a brother Answar. He has, someone that has the roots of Islam to convert into Christianity is death. Amen. And we have one brother here, Brother Niza, who came here last Sunday, who have started some business here. He has a documentary which is on the internet, and you could see that it's something that it has to take the law to protect him. Even right in UK, his life is in danger. Praise the Lord. There is a documentary, they call it Channel 4, The Unholy War, eh? Yeah, Unholy War. If you like to see it, you can check it and you see it there. Unholy War. When you enter, you go to, you go to Google, you just enter The Unholy War, Channel 4. And then when it opens to you, his name is Nisa Hussein. That's our brother who comes here. So there's another brother who is in Pakistan, and his life has been threatened all the way. And now they had to escape. They had to escape from Pakistan, And God has been so good to them. They have arrived in the United States to seek asylum there. So Pastor sent a request to Brother Vegas to be given to us to pray over that also. Then I have my precious brother Vlad also here. I think our brother is still not with us here tonight. We will remember him also in prayer. And then our precious brother David, still on the treatment of his eye. We're going to pray for him also. That's what actually laid upon my heart today to pray over. So if there is any other request, you can just give it to the deacon and he can pass it over here. And we're going to pray over all these things. Today, we are in the upper room. Amen. Amen. And when they went into the upper room, something happened. Amen. Praise God. So something surely got to happen tonight. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Now, just for a short exhortation, brethren, let us, before we get into prayer, let us, one thing is that let us examine ourselves tonight. You see, I'm just trying to bring some natural instances to type the spiritual. See, our health, our natural health, depends so much also the type of food that we eat. Amen. The type of food that you eat, it determines, see? So the natural food that we eat determines our health being. So you may be healthy and strong, or sick and weak. And it all depends on the food that you are eating. And we know the natural type, the spiritual. So our doctor, Jesus, before he left, he gave us a prescription. And he told the disciples how to obtain that spiritual recipe. From which, if you have it, praise the Lord, you will surely know the right spiritual food that you need to eat. So that you will be healthy and strong. Amen. Said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you unto all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come, as the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And we all know that when Jesus died, many things happened. Many things took place among the disciples and the faithfuls. They got scattered. See? They got scattered. We hear even how some faithful women tried to go and embalm the body. See? Forever. That means Christ is dead forever. They tried to go there and embalm the body. But when they went there, they saw what? An empty tomb. And the angel that came told them, look, he's risen, he's not here. But go and tell the disciples that they meet him over at the side or the other side of Galilee. Amen. So I will read, let's see how the whole thing went before this upper room matter came. So let's read something from John 20, 18 and 19. So Mary Magdalene and Salome and Mary, James' mother, they went to the sepulcher and they saw that it was empty. And they were told to go and tell, not to go and preach, but to go and tell, praise the Lord, tell the disciples. So I have here, so Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she has seen the Lord and that he had spoken those things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, take notice of that. Praise the Lord. When the doors were shut, because we are going to look at it in another spiritual way. Amen. Where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in their midst. Amen. And saith unto them, peace be unto you. Praise the Lord. See? That same day, evening time, when they were gathered together and the door was closed, shut. Amen. He said, there stood in their midst Jesus. And he said, peace be unto you. Amen. Amen. Then look at the verse 26. Said, and after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut. Oh, praise the Lord. The doors being shut. And stood in their midst and said, peace be unto you. Amen. A week later, once again they met together. And the doors were shut. And he came and stood in their midst. Said, peace be unto you. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. How sweet it is. Now let's go to Acts 1. Acts 1, 4 and 5. Acts of Apostles 1, 4 and 5. Here also he said, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. You see, after the resurrection, all these things were after the resurrection. Praise the Lord. He said, they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Amen. What a great promise. Now let's continue from 12 and 14. So after this, what happened? Then returned they unto Jerusalem, because they have been commissioned. They've been commanded to go to Jerusalem and stay there. See. So they returned unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zealot, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued, amen. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren, amen. Then let's look at Acts 2, 1 to 4, when the real thing came. Oh, praise the Lord. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Oh, my brother, tonight I believe that we are with one accord tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are with one accord tonight. So where two or three agree, where two I shall agree upon anything, oh, praise the Lord. Anything that they will bind here will be bind in heaven. Anything they will lose in here will be losing in heaven. That is the word of God. Amen. Say only two shall agree. But we are more than two here. Amen. And tonight I believe, the way how your worship and the joy upon your faces shows that we are moving with one accord. Amen. So something surely got to happen tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because it is the word of God. He said, with one accord in one place. Praise the Lord. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterances. Amen. Amen. It is not man speaking. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But the Spirit speaking through them, giving them the utterances to say the things according to the will of God. Amen. Oh, tonight, oh Lord, that's what we are asking for. That the Spirit will give us utterances tonight. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. That it won't be all our own will, but you, God, your will for your children. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The Spirit gave them utterances. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Let's listen to something what the prophet said. Amen. Before we look at shutting yourself in. In the message book, A Hidden Life in Christ, which was preached in San Fernando, 1955, he said, there's many people today that never went any further than the outer court. See, my brother, that's the thing. We know in the wilderness, the tabernacle, there were what? Three. It was divided into three. We know of the court of the congregation, then the holy place, and then the holiest of holies. He said that is the dwelling place of God. Amen. And the prophet is saying here that many Christians, they still stay in the outer courts. Praise the Lord. He said, yet they are Christians. By millions, they enjoy Christ on the outside form. They go to church with the consolation of knowing they belong to a church, but they have never become hid away with him in the inner court. Hallelujah. My brother, tonight, amen. Let's forget about anything about what? The outer court. Let's go right into the holies of holies. Amen. His very presence tonight. Forgetting about yourself. Amen. You see, he said, when we read from what we just read, he said, they shut themselves in. Praise God. My brother, do you know that even when you are in a public bus, you can shut yourself? Oh, praise the Lord. You can shut yourself right in the presence of God. In the public place where activities and everything is going around you. You shut yourself in. My brother, let us start experiencing this. So, till when you are in a public, even a public bus, all that is going around you, you see, you don't see them. You don't hear even what people are saying. Let's learn to shut ourselves in with the Lord. Yes, it is true that we need to go through our crosses, shut ourselves in. But yet, even when you are out, praise God. Even when you are driving, you can shut yourself in. Wherever you are, at your working place. Whilst even my sister, you are cooking, you can still shut yourself in. Amen. You see that the whole of your body is what is consecrated to the presence of God. It doesn't hear anything again. Because always this mind and this thought here, the devil will always try to what? Bring something to you. Giving you reasons. Trying to tell you, look at your life, see something, see, maybe you are looking for something, it's not coming, you allow that thing to bother you so much. Circumstances begin to wake you up. My brother, throw those things out. And concentrate on him. Shut yourself in. Praise God. You could see that all these times, you see, these are practical. They shut themselves in, and then when they shut themselves in, they always stood in their midst, Christ Jesus. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah. My brother, try it. Try it. Hallelujah. I've tried it. I know how. I'm talking from experience. Amen. Then when we were in a rush, when we had no car, every time we had to take bus. When we, myself and my son, when we get into the bus, say, brother, close yourself. Amen. Amen. We shut ourselves in. Amen. Oh, what is going around, we don't see. See, real prayer, see, praying. Amen. 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 You get down, you feel so joyful. You see something really working in you. My brother, anywhere, wherever you are, shut yourself in and see the experience. Christ will come in there. Amen. Amen. He will come in there. Oh, hallelujah. So let us leave the outer courts and get ourselves into the holiest of holies, the inner one, inner court, where he is always there. Praise the Lord. So tonight, I'm not going to talk so much, just to give ourselves that this kind of exhortation as we get ourselves into prayer. I was so happy tonight when my brother was giving all these songs all about what? The Holy Ghost and the upper room songs and oh, hallelujah. Amen. I said, oh, glory be to God. Tonight, something is fixing to happen tonight. Because the whole thing started from what? The worship. And the very message that was coming also, the topic is just about the songs that we were singing here. So I was so joyful over there. I said, oh, hallelujah, Lord, thank you, oh God. Because you know what you want to do tonight amongst your children. Praise God. So tonight, my brother, my sister, apart from what we have here, let us also, whatever request that you have, no requests have come yet, but whatever is in your heart tonight, after we have finished praying over this, we are going to also put our request before the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. See, let me just read one or two things about the prophet. He said, he said, when they were asked to go to Jerusalem, he said, you can never pull them away from Jerusalem. He said, pull them away from Jerusalem? He said, you couldn't do it. They had a commission to stay there till the Holy Ghost come. Amen. They took God at his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You cannot ask them to leave Jerusalem. Because God has spoken to them, go and stay there. Amen. Said we need an old upper room experience where God pours out his Holy Ghost power and fire like he did in the beginning. Amen. We need that old upper room experience tonight. See? Brother, we need an evidence tonight. Then he said, if God only requires that, he said something like, if God only requires a church membership, then Cain had it. See, we should not just come to church because
We are church members. We are part of what? Dublin Christian Fellowship. My brother, see, your coming to church must have a purpose. Don't just come to church and then go back home. That's not it. Why do you go through this cold and come and sit down here and then go back without nothing? You don't feel anything, my brother, my sister. What is the need? You must have a purpose of what? Coming to the presence of God. And make sure that you are living with something. Praise God. That's what the prophet says here. If God only requires a church membership, then Cain had it. If God requires sincerity, he said Cain had it. You are trying to be sincere coming to church. Oh, my brother, my sister, that is not it. Let me go to church. Because if I don't go, well, maybe they will just talk about it. Oh, don't come. Because you will receive nothing. Amen. Praise God. He said, if God requires a sacrifice, he said, Cain did it. See? My brother, my sister. He said, what we need is an old-fashioned upper room with a prayer meeting where you pray down the power of God. And the Holy Ghost begin to move. Oh, he said, that is what we need. That's what you need. Amen. Moving the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brother, tonight, how many believe he's here? We have our little brother, Denzel, whom the devil is tossing here and there with this sickness. You know, I have the same problem also. I have a kidney problem also. And we have evidence here. So, the Lord, we're going to commit our brother into the hands of the Lord. I mentioned Sister Gloria, then Sister Dube's children, Brother Joel's interview that he has already gone and waiting for the answer. And then that brother in Pakistan who is now seeking asylum in the UK. And then our precious brother Vlad, who is still not here. And our precious brother David also, who is still, I think you still have one, Brother David, you still have one operation to make, eh? Yeah. Right, okay. We commit all into the hands of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Then we have a request. He said, remember Sister Julie as well. Amen. Amen. That the Lord may give her a full and a complete recovery. How many believe that? Oh, right now, even as I said it, I can feel something just run through me. Hallelujah. Amen. That the Lord has already done it. Amen. He said, I would like to give a thanksgiving, if you don't mind. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Amen. So thanksgiving to inspire us before we get to what? We get to our prayer. Amen. Brother, come over here and give us, so that it's all part of what? Something to encourage us. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen. God bless you, saints. Just about 2-3 months ago, I think I came here as well to say that I was going to have a meeting with my employer concerning my conditions at work. And I was asking for the saints to pray for me before that meeting. And we had the meeting, and I asked him the things that I wanted.
Amen.
And somehow I wrote them down on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope I'm not taking much time, but
amen. Go on.
I was working from 9 o'clock to 5:30, and they were giving me 30 minutes for lunch. So it was quite hard at that time. So I asked him. I said, "Please, I can't do this. I need to have 1 hour lunch time." And then I also asked to say, "There's a course I wanted to do, but it's very expensive." So I said, "Could you pay for me to do that course?" And then the third request that I had with them was that on the salary that I was earning, I asked them, I'm just going to say it, I asked them if they could increase my salary by 6,000 per year. So you said, leave it with me, I'll get back to you. And I had been praying about it ever since, but there was just nothing coming back. Mm-hmm. And I wrote him an email again 2 weeks ago, and he said, I haven't forgotten about you, I'll come back to you. And today he sent me an email with a new contract.
Hallelujah.
I just want to thank the Lord that in the contract.
Oh, praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
All the things that I asked for, well, from that time, they said, look, you can have your 1 hour lunch from since then. So I thank the Lord for that. That since then, I've been having my 1 hour lunch.
Oh, and, glory be to
and
God.
Today, they said I have to go for the course which I had asked for them to pay for.
Amen.
Which is next week. And they also adjusted my salary by 4,000.
Oh, yes,
but
sir.
I said to him, thank you, but I'll get back to you because I still need to pray about it because I asked for 6, they gave me 4. So I want to thank the Lord for that. I'm grateful.
Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
I'm grateful for what they have done so far, but surely there's no harm in asking. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given.
Amen.
So our Lord, he is concerned, and I know that what he did for me, he can do for all of you. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Ah, glory be to God. My brother, do you remember the scripture that we read that day? Do you still remember? Luke 21:15. It said, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist.
Amen.
Amen. When you speak, they cannot resist it.
Amen.
They have to give it to you. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord is good.
Amen.
My brother, come up here. And we sing one song. Oh, Lord, send the power now. Because
Amen.
That is one of the songs you were singing. This.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Oh, how many believe the power is already here?
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir, we are going to meet it. And then allow ourselves that the Spirit gives us the utterances tonight to claim healing for Denzel.
Amen.
To command our sister Gloria that the Lord will grant her. Oh, this moment, my sister, it's taking too long. It's hard to come out.
Amen.
Amen. And then we have Sister Dube, his children.
Hallelujah.
So let us look at the sick people first. Denzel, though he's not sick. See, we don't agree that anyone is sick.
Amen.
But we are here to cast every sickness
Amen.
And disease out.
Amen.
Amen. Sickness is not for us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we are here. So we have Brother Denzel, Sister Dube, and Brother Vlad. And then Brother David,
Amen.
Praise the Lord, that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will overshadow all of them and clear every undesirable sicknesses and diseases to take flee. Yes.
Holy Ghost is
ready to send it
as was promised by God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, send the power.
Oh, send your power, Lord.
Oh, Lord, send the
power.
Send your power,
Lord.
Send the power,
send your power.
Jesus, tonight we remember what happened in the upper room. As the prophet is saying, oh, we need an old-fashioned upper room. Lord, tonight, your children, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, believe that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, you are the same God. Oh, that descended upon your children in the upper room. Oh, Lord, send the fire now. Oh, send the fire now, Lord. Oh, as we remember our brother Denzel. Oh, we remember, Lord, our sister Juba's children, Savior, Ruth, and Grace. We remember our precious brother Vlad. We remember our precious brother David. Remember our precious sister Julie. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, the Lord. Your Holy Spirit fire. Healing, healing, healing. Total healing. We claim them tonight. Total healing. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Send your power. Send your power, Lord.
My brother, my sister, the authority is in your hands now. Remember, these are brothers and sisters that we have mentioned. That the Lord, we are claiming total healing, total deliverance. Total healing, total deliverance for each of them in the name of Jesus Christ. We have the authority tonight. We have it. We have it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has never failed. Oh, I remember that day. As you are praying, I remember that day. Oh, they went to Peter's house. Peter's mother-in-law's house, and she was down with fever. Oh, the Lord just took her hands, and she was healed. Oh, that Jesus is here tonight. Oh, we remember also, it is that same Jesus. He said, when the evening was come, oh, many that were sick were brought to him. And he laid hands upon them and healed them all. Oh, yes. Lord, you are that same Jesus tonight that the centurion met you, had his servant sick at home.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. As we go on to the other prayer names, I know the master of the wind. Oh, he can calm the storms and makes the sun to shine again. Yes, that is him. That is him. That is him. That is him. That is him tonight. He will take everything.
just remain where you are. If you have already knelt, just continue on your kneels. As you meditate upon the song and believe that he's here, the one that says, peace be still, and the storms, the billows, go to obey him.
I know the master of the way. Oh, I know the maker of the way. He can calm a storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the way. Oh, sometimes I sow, sometimes I sow, like the heart above the pit, my soul can be found. Who can be found? An unexpected storm may drag from the heart, brings me low, but never brings. Oh, I know the master of the way. I know my blessed Redeemer. Oh, I know the maker of the way. Oh, he can calm the storm and make the sun shine again. I know master of the way. Oh, I know. Oh, I know the master of the way.
We are going to pray for our brother Answa, who has now arrived in the United States seeking asylum. And the same also as many that are waiting for their documents. That are looking for their documents. In this house,
I know
in the name of Jesus Christ, he's the one
my boat of life,
that can calm every
storm. My boat of life says trouble away.
Sometimes, he said,
whenever there's a way in my sea,
all these troubles cease.
But
about
I
your documents.
Afraid.
Tonight,
over me.
Tonight,
when the breeze,
He promised us tonight that he will be
here. I know the master of.
So as we remember our precious brother,
I know my blessed Redeemer.
That he will find favor. He will find favor in the presence of us. The authorities that they will grant him the asylum. The same also our brethren who are here, our sisters who are here, family that is here looking for documents. In the name of Jesus Christ,
I know the master.
We have a master.
I know my blessing.
Who is able to calm? He will calm every situation.
The maker of the.
He's ready to calm every situation.
He can
and all the heaviness, all the gloomy things,
he's
able to change them. My brethren, this night, Lord, we stand before you, God, because we know that you are the master of every situation. Nothing is impossible in your name.
Amen.
So Lord, we believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. That our brother who has arrived in the United States seeking asylum, Lord, you know how the persecution he was going through. Back in Pakistan, they were all death threats. But Lord, through your mercy, through your grace, you made a way for him to get out to the United States. Father, now is the time for him to be granted a residence, Lord. And he's requested asylum Father, we want to commit into your hands. The Lord, he will find favor in the sight of the authorities. That as you've said, I'll give you a mouth. I'll give you a wisdom. And whatever you say, oh, the people cannot resist. They have to give in. We've just had, Lord, a testimony from our brother here who you've done the same in his working place. And so it is, O Lord Jesus, the request of our brethren who are looking for documents. Oh, I know of Kwame. I don't know as many, but as many that are here that are looking for their documents, families, sisters, brothers, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the Lord, who is the maker of everything, who can calm every situation, who can take the gloom and fill it with his own glory, who can take every sadness, heaviness, and bring joy and happiness. He's here tonight. Lord, it's for a purpose you made it. Let us all pray. Let us commit this request into the hands of the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we know whom we have believed. We know whom we have believed. That you are able, you are able, you are able, you are able, Lord. You are able to make things, everything possible. And so, Lord, we take Lord Jesus. What you have given to us. As Lord, the promise you have given to us. We take it tonight. That all things are possible to them that believe. Lord, we believe tonight. You have given us cause to believe tonight. You have given us the grace to believe tonight. You have given us the faith to believe tonight. Oh, yes. And so, Lord, upon the basis of that, we commit our brother, Brother Swine, USA, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, the next report we will hear is that his asylum has been accepted in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, the same also, we commit the brethren and sisters, the families that are looking for documents, anything that concerns in the hands of the authorities, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, sir. Lord, we claim them. We claim them tonight. We believe it is all. We are claiming them tonight. We believe it, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, let us remember our precious brother George. He went for an interview this afternoon. Oh, hallelujah. Now, all that we believe is a positive answer. A positive answer. That is what we are looking for. Lord, our brother believe. That's why he put his request before you. You have given him the wisdom, the mouth, to go for the interview. Lord, he came back, confessing that it is the Spirit that gave him the utterances. So now, Lord, let it be established now. We believe the Lord. It can never return to you void. It will be established, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Our brother George, Lord. Wherever, oh God, whoever is in control, whoever, the panel that took him through that interview, Lord, We ask, Lord Jesus, that his own request, his own interview be picked among the lost, Lord. Oh, we are asking them because, Lord Jesus, we know whom we are believing. We know whom we are worshiping.
Situation, Lord Savior. Bring her back to thine house, we pray. Father, you be glorified, Lord. Father, this time, brother. Try, Lord Savior, the past and the
name of Jesus Christ. Give me, he knows. We are going to pray after this song. We are going to pray for our sister Gloria. He knows. Amen.
Before my eyes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
My life was
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. For our precious sister, Lord. Lord, you have taken her through 9 months. You have given her the strength. You have sustained her. Now is the time to bring the joy. To grant us the joy in this house. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Yes, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord.
He knows.
Oh, yes, Lord.
He knows.
He knows. He knows. He knows.
He knows my enemy. He sees.
And he sees them also.
He sees.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you hear our call.
Oh, I have an answer.
You always hear our call.
I have
and Lord, where can we anchor our life?
Deep. Oh, is in my life. Oh,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
He placed me in this world.
Oh, by faith. He will see us through. He will see us through. Oh, hallelujah.
He knows my name. He knows my name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He sees that fall.
That you know everything.
Knows,
thank you, the Lord. You have done everything for us. Thank you, oh God. Oh, we give you the glory. Oh, this moment we are going to thank the Lord because we believe by faith that He knows He has finished everything. Oh, by faith, we know He has seen us through. So it is not a question of praying for our sister, but thanking the Lord that He has done it. It is finished. Let us just thank the Lord. Lord, oh, we thank you, oh God. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Because, Father, you know and you see everything, oh God. Oh, by faith, we know that, Lord, you have already seen us through, oh God. And so we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our sister Gloria. We bless you, Lord. Oh, we are starting our joy tonight. The joy we've started in tonight, oh Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. The Lord You have done it. You have done it. You have done it. Oh, that's our faith. That's what we believe, oh God. Mm. Oh, thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord, for sustaining her, Lord. Oh, thank you for giving her, Lord, a strength the whole of these 9 months, Lord. Oh, thank you, oh God. We bless you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you are the one that has strengthened her. You are the one that has sustained her. You are the one that, Lord, has given her, oh Lord Jesus, the faith, Lord, to continue, oh God. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, we give you the glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Bless us, Lord. Now tonight, my brother, my sister, what is in your heart? What is on your heart tonight? What is on your heart tonight? Can you give us a song? What is on your heart tonight? He's here. Lay whatever is on your heart tonight before him. Speak to him.
Precious holy hand.
Speak to him.
Let your kingdom shine upon this earth.
Speak to him.
Through a living,
is he here tonight?
Glorious church, not for temporary needs. Oh. Touch your people, let your rushing wind blow in. Oh, touch your people once again. Oh, touch your people. Touch your people once again. Oh, with your precious hope. Hands. We pray that your kingdom shine upon this earth. Through a living, glorious church. Oh, not for temporary needs. Oh, but to restore authority and power. Let your mighty rushing wind blow in. Oh, touch your people once
all things are possible. All things are possible. Just believe. Tonight. Our utterances have never come from us. It has been through the Holy Spirit. And our utterances, our requests, our prayer, our supplications will never return to us void. Never, it will return to us void. It will come back established. It will come back established.
Things are possible. Oh,
God is surely. We shall ask our precious brother Francois to come and commit all the requests into the hands of the Lord. And after that, we will sing about two songs just to worship Him before we leave. Amen. My brother Ken.
Jesus Christ, we thank you tonight for your presence. Amen. Among us.
Hallelujah.
Our hearts is surely burning because you were speaking to us. Father, our prayer wasn't just one way, but there was a return in our prayer.
Amen.
That's why we want to thank you for your presence among us, Father.
Amen.
Because what is matter is thy presence among us.
Amen.
We can gather like this, if you are not there, is in vain, Father. But we thank you because we didn't gather in vain. Father, we want to take advantage of this moment and bring all the prayer requests before you. Father, we know that the prayer were made already, Father. And we are nobody to change thy word. You say, Father, that call upon my name and I will hear. And I will hear thy land and I will bless thee, Father.
Yes,
that why humbly I approach thy presence, not because of my merit, not because of the merit of someone in this place,
yes,
and because
Lord.
Of the shed blood that was
Amen.
Shed at Calvary.
Amen.
Oh, Father, the scripture says, by the stripe of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are healed, Father.
Amen.
That why we want to commend everybody that is sick, Father, in this place, out of this place, oh Father, all the requests that was presented, oh Father, before thy congregation, oh Father. And you says in thy word that everything that you shall bind here on earth shall
yes,
be bound
sir.
Also in heaven,
yes,
Father.
Sir.
Everything that you shall lose here on earth shall be loose also in
yes,
heaven,
Lord.
Father. That why we lose our brother Denzel, Father,
Amen.
From all the demon of sickness, oh
Amen.
Father, that you shall grant him healing.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we think also, oh, Father, of our brother Vlad, Father,
yes,
that
Lord.
You shall give him a touch, Father. The
Amen.
Angel of the healing, Father, shall visit his house, Father, shall visit his body, Father, and he will make him whole once again, Father.
Amen.
We ask you to do the same thing, Father, for everybody that is sick, Father.
Yes,
Sister Dube, daughter, oh, Father,
yes,
that you shall heal her in the
Jesus
wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father,
yes,
as the prophet said, there's no power in man to heal. If we say so, it will be deceiving the people, Father.
Amen.
And we know that we are solemnly believe and the rest upon the word of the promise that you
yes,
have
Lord.
Says that this sign shall follow them that believe, Father.
Yes,
we surely believe in thy word, Father.
Hallelujah.
And we want the sign to follow us, Father. because you never change and will not change at all, Father. And you are bound to thy word, Father. And the prophet tells us that the only way to take God is to take him by his word, Father. That's why we are taking you, oh Father, by your word tonight,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And we know that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provide to the need of thy people, Father.
Yes,
you make a way where there's no way, Father.
Amen.
And the prophet says, when we come before the river, where there's no way to cross a day, that where the Lord come. When we come before a mountain where we can't climb, the Lord is specialized on those kind of things, Father.
Yes,
you make possible where it's not possible,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And we trust, Father, that tonight you will grant all the prayer requests, unspoken and
Amen.
Spoken one, Father. Then we are leaving this place, Father. Next time when we come, each of us will come with a testimony.
That's
Father.
Right, Amen.
You know the need of the heart of thy people better than we know ourselves, Father.
Yes,
Father, we ask you tonight, Father, that you shall minister, Father, oh Father, to our soul in a special way, Father. That, Father, oh, you Holy Spirit will be flowing inside
Amen.
Of our life.
Amen.
Your Holy Spirit will be flowing, Father, inside of our soul,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And nothing else will be seen but only Jesus being manifested
yes,
inside of our life. That's the purpose that we come here. Every time when we come here, Father, we want to be a better people, Father.
Amen.
We want to separate ourselves far and shut ourselves.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Father, in the holiest of holies,
Amen.
So it is thee. The Lord of the harvest, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we can't trust in no man's power, but we trust in your power.
Yes, Lord.
Because the prophet tells us you never make a half believer. When you call someone, Father, you call the person to the adoption of the
yes,
Son
Lord.
And the daughter of God, Father. That's why we ask you tonight that you shall adopt each of us, Father.
Amen.
That you shall bring us to the place where our word will be the same thing as your word, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Where we'll say the right things and the right things will happen,
Amen.
Father. Father, bless you, servant, that has labor for your kingdom tonight. He has put himself aside, Father. And we know that the virtue went out of his body,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And we ask you to renew the virtue back
Amen.
To his body, Father. Many requests, Father, that was said. Some of them, I can't remember them. But you remember them all,
Amen.
Father. That's why I ask you, where I didn't mention the name, where I didn't name it, Father, that you shall just look down, Father,
oh,
and minister to the need of thy people
hallelujah.
According to thy word, Father.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Take control of this place, Father. As we are departing from this place, we want the angel of the Lord
yes,
shall
Lord.
Go before us, Father,
yes.
and brought us safe to our dwelling place
yes,
the
Lord.
Same way you brought us here, Father.
Amen.
Father, thank you for everything that was said and everything that was done. Take control of everything without forgetting
yes.
our brethren, Father. That come from Muslim background, Father.
Yes,
how hard
Lord.
It is, Father, the persecution, Father,
yes.
that there is around them, Father. We ask
Amen.
You, Father, that you shall do mighty things to their life,
Amen.
Father. And they shall be their genuine witness, Father. That they will go back with the power of the Holy
oh,
Spirit,
hallelujah.
Father. And go testify again. And you will make all the souls free,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And we know that there was one that was persecuting the children of Israel, Father.
Mm-hmm.
And Pharaoh, Father. But Moses was run from him, Father.
Oh.
But when Moses met with thee, when he has an experience with thee, Father, he went back with the power
oh,
of the pillar of fire, Father. Something special happened
yes,
there,
Lord
Father.
Jesus.
And we ask you that the same power, Father,
Amen.
Shall be with our brethren, Father.
Yes, Lord.
The brother that is fellowshipping with us, Father, Brother Nis, Father, take control of his life,
Amen.
Father. Prosper his business, Father,
Hallelujah.
That he may glorify thy name,
In
Father.
The name of Jesus,
Father, Christ. That he may witness you, Father, that he may see that there's a different God from the dead
Amen.
God of
yes,
Allah, Father.
Lord.
That there is a God that is alive, Father.
Amen.
There's a God that can give life where there's no life,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
We thank you, Father. Not by multiplying the word that you're going to answer to my prayer, Father. But putting my heart, my faith,
yes.
together with the faith of thy congregation, Father. We ask
thank
you
Lord.
That your will shall be done in our midst, Father.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you for everything. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you, brother. Yes, let's just worship the Lord, sing one song, and just say thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything. Amen.
Oh,
Lord,
oh,
how excellent is thy name.
Oh,
Lord,
how excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name.
Just turn around and say, brother, God to bless you. Just tell to your sister, say, God bless you.
We
are going to come back with testimony to the glory of the Lord. Oh, yes, sir.
How beautiful is your name?